Hindsight allows the determined amongst us to catalogue the amazing quantity of subversive and corrosive policies that were initiated during that 90s decade. And to assist this process, I've listed at the back of Wanderlust, that's book one, many that will have escaped your attention. Inevitably, that list, as useful as it is in no way complete or all-inclusive. For example, in 1994, deposit sweeping software was installed throughout the US banking industry and later European banks. Referred to as Reg D or Reg D and properly named the Humphrey Hawkins Act, this legislation allows for banks to exploit your and my current and savings accounts for speculation in a wide array of global derivatives. Reg D gives banks the freedom to sweep the public's private deposits into what are called subaccounts. Originally conceived to artificially reduce their reserve requirements, Reg D allows all Western banks to abuse public money by using it to fund their speculation, such as in real estate, and gambling, such as in derivative bets. Pre-approved at the highest level, this chronic fraud has since bled dry our entire banking system of consumer credit. Therefore, since about 2012, the only credit available to the general public and to small businesses has been via mortgages and credit cards. If you have doubts, then carefully search in your bank's terms and conditions for the term deposit reclassification, or for any reference to subaccounts. But it gets worse. In 1998, just 4 years later, America's FDIC-protected banks blocked oversight of what's known as over-the-counter, that's OTC, derivative market, which of course facilitates the Reg D behaviour. And then in 1999, the same administration, that's the Clintons, infamously repealed the Glass-Steagall Act, which had been put in place during the 1930s to lawfully separate risk-taking investment banks from the deposit-taking commercial banks of the kind you and I open accounts with. This led directly to the West's financial crash of 2007-2008. Thus, my book seeks to convince you of this axiom. You will never make proper sense of today's now until you comprehend the 1990s, a.k.a. the Clinton era.